USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the United States passed 12 million coronavirus cases this week, there has been some good news in the fight against COVID-19. An antibody treatment from Regeneron has been granted an emergency use approval from the FDA. And Pfizer applied for emergency approval with the FDA after data from the Stage 3 trial of their vaccine showed it to be 95% effective in preventing infection. With the news that a vaccine could be right around the corner, many are asking what the administration's plans are for distributing it. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern told Fox News that their plan would make sure that the most vulnerable Americans are able to be vaccinated first.
Those in nursing homes, long-term care facilities over a certain age with comorbidities, that's how we'll distribute it to make sure that those Americans who have the highest risks are vaccinated fastest so that we can reduce their level of anxiety, reduce their level of risk, so that we can get back to normal life really as fast as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a coronavirus vaccine could be ready for distribution days after it gets approval from the FDA. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA, and within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
The Texas National Guard has been deployed to El Paso to assist with morgue operations as that city's hospitals near full capacity. There are currently more than 300 COVID patients in El Paso's intensive care units, and hospitals have brought in 10 temporary morgue trailers to deal with the spike in deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chicago-area veteran grabbed an unusual weapon when men tried to enter his home earlier this month. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
An 81-year-old former Marine from suburban Chicago used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to chase off three burglars. Dan Donovan and his wife Barbara told the Pioneer Press Group that a man claiming to be a utility worker knocked on their door earlier this month requesting to check their fuse box, but something didn't feel right. They eventually found the poser and two other men in their bedroom. Dan Donovan reached for his grandfather's shillelagh, mollywopped one of them, and chased the men out of their house. Dan Donovan also delivered blows to the windshield and rear window of the SUV the intruders were in before they bailed. He said, quote, "I was trying to find some type of persuasive weapon." From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1, Alabama blew out Kentucky 63-3. Number 3, Ohio State got by number 10, Indiana 42-35. Number 6, Florida ran away from Vanderbilt 38-17. Number 7, Cincinnati slid past UCF 36-33. Number 8, BYU topped North Alabama 66-14. Number 19, Northwestern held off number 10, Wisconsin 17-7. Number 11, Oregon beat UCLA 38-35. Number 15, Coastal Carolina remained undefeated with a 34-23 win over Appalachian State, and number 17, Iowa State, shut out Kansas State 45-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.